Are we there yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There was another eruption of bipartisanship in the Senate last night, and the result was a bill that would set the average national mileage standard for all passenger vehicles at 35 miles a gallon. And for the first time, light trucks and SUVs would come under the same standard as cars. Either this is going to be a technological breakthrough, or we're going to be driving some mighty small SUVs. It should also mean cheaper gas.
This is really going to help consumers drive farther on less.
Phyllis Cutino of the Campaign for Fuel Efficiency. It would also save about the same amount of oil as we import from the Middle East, so we wouldn't have to fight any more wars for oil.
It has nothing to do with oil. Literally nothing to do with oil.
Thank you, Don. I stand corrected. But there was another story this week which tells me that the push to save gas and use alternative fuels might not save us a thing. Because all this talk about weaning ourselves from gasoline has the oil companies feeling so unwanted that Peter Robertson, vice chairman of Chevron, remarked, quote, "Why would I invest in a refinery when you're trying to make 20% of the gasoline supply ethanol?" You see, nothing in this bill forces oil companies to stick to their plans to expand refineries. So since government policy is to use less gas, their policy is to make less gas. That's the other part of supply and demand. If demand goes down, the price goes down. But if the supply goes down too, then the price could stay the same. And soon, you're paying just as much as you were before, except now you have to drive to work in a rolling goober. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.